past week we've been talking about the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Mishnah says that the Chachamim made a takana that a Basula should get married on Wednesday. Basula nisis liyom harvi. Why? Because the Batei Din from Takana says the Batei Din liyoshvin on biyom hasheni biyom hachamishi. Because the Batei Din are Yoshev on Sheni B'Chamishi, so Chazal wanted a person to get married on Wednesday, the day before Thursday, so that if he has a Tanas Besulim, he says that he didn't have Dam Besulim, so then Besdin will figure out what to do. Either they'll be Motzi a Kol, and as a result of that, Edim will come and will ask the Isha Labayla, or they'll simply inform the individual that there's only one Safek, as we described in great length, right? There's only one Safek, it's not a Sfek Sveka, so she's a Sura Labayla already, even without the Edim coming. But the purpose of getting married on Wednesday is so that if he doesn't find Dam Besulim, he'll come to Besdin early on Thursday morning, bright and early, and he'll complain, and Besdin will be able to set him straight. If she's a Sura, then they'll be able to tell him so. But the Gemara on Beis Amud Aleph is, this explains why the Besula should get married on Wednesday and not on Tuesday or on Thursday, but it doesn't explain why she can't get married on Sunday. Because the same way that Besdin is Yoshev on Yom HaChamishi, the Yoshev on Yom Sheni too. The Besdin is sitting not only on Thursday, they're sitting on Monday. So if she gets married on Sunday, then you've solved your problem. He'll be able to be Mashkim LeBesdin on Monday morning. Chacham LeGemaran says that there really were two parts to this takana. There were two aspects. One was that he should be able to come to Besdin. If there's a kure daita, if he'll cool off, he won't come to Besdin. So we want him to come immediately. We want the Besula to get married the day before Besdin is sitting. But then there's another takana, another part of the takana. That is shaktu chachamim al takanas benos Yisrael sheyeferel besuda shlosha yomim ve'achakach konsa. Chazal were diligent about the takana benos Yisrael that the chasan should prepare 3 days for the suda. Prepare 3 days for the suda. And it's going to be difficult to prepare 3 days for the suda. As we explained, some of the Rishonim say it's not so much preparing just for the chasan. It's actually preparing for the week of Sheva Brachas too. That's the Lashon of the Ramban. Ramban in Nir Maschel Umihu at the very end, he says, "Lefikach shaktu al takhanasa shehei akol mezuman v'yehei sameach ima zayin hayomim." The Lashon of the Ramban. No, it's even better. Let's start earlier. The ikula meimer kadesh lo yatriach b'zayin yemei hamishte b'tzarche hamishte v'lo yisameach ima, so that he won't have a tircha for zayin yemei hamishte. He won't be sameach with his wife. L'figur shartu al takanasa sheyakol mezuman v'yehei sameach ima zayin hayomim. The Ramban clearly says that the problem is we're afraid that he'll be preparing sudas throughout the week of Sheva Brachas. So he's supposed to prepare all of the sudas in the 3 days before the chasana. If they're going to get married on Sunday, then he has to prepare from before Shabbos. But that's very complicated, because he can't prepare on Friday. Erev Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos. It's hard to prepare for the Suda. Shabbos? He can't prepare on Shabbos. So to prepare for the Sheva Brachas, prepare for the Chasana, for the week of Sheva Brachas, if the Chasana is going to take place on Sunday, he's going to have to start the previous Tuesday, because he needs 3 good days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, and Shabbos is not going to be able to prepare. So Chazal said that's not going to work, because the food's not going to last, especially in the summertime. It's not shaykh. It's just not going to be shaykh. You need the 3 days, but to make the 3 days so early, that's not going to work. So Chazal said, dafka, they should get married on Wednesday. Mitzad mashkim lebezdin, Wednesday or Sunday are equal. But mitzad shoktu, you can't get married on Sunday. So that's why Chazal said, dafka Wednesday. Dafka should get married on Wednesday. That's the second part of the takana. So then we pointed out that the Rishonim actually debate the nature of this takana of shaktu. Did the Chachamim say that they instituted a takana that he should be tareach in the suda? He should prepare the suda. If he has the suda prepared from before Shabbat, somehow he's able to get it together. So he's able to get it together. Let's say he doesn't need a freezer because it's the winter time, it's very cold anyway. We're not concerned about the freezing the food, refrigerating the food. He's able to prepare from before. Can they get married on a Sunday? Why not? So that's the machlokas. There are some Rishonim, most Rishonim assume that they can get married on Sunday. If Tariach Le, as the Gemara Dav Gimel Amud Aleph says, if he was Tariach, he did prepare the Suda from before, so then they could get married on Sunday. Mashkim LeBezdin is going to be satisfied even if they get married on Sunday. There's no Cheshash Shikurei Daita. So as long as he's Tariach Basuda, then they can get married on Sunday. Even after Takanas Ezra, where the Bezdin is Yoshev and Yom HaSheni and Yom HaChamish, comes the Shita Mekubetzis and says that Rashi disagrees. The Shita is Medayik from Rashi and Rav Gimel, as we pointed out yesterday. Shita is Medayik that Rashi holds that the only time that the Gemara says that if Tariach lay, then they can get married on Sunday, that's only if Bezdin is Yoshev B'chol Yom, before Takanas Ezra. Well, nowadays, if we reverted, right, to the situation where Bezdin is Yoshev B'chol Yom, if Bezdin is Yoshev B'chol Yom, then Mitzad Kurei Daita, there's no nafkamina between the days. Mitzad Mashkim LeBezdin, every day is equal. So the only takana that you have, the only reason to get married on Wednesday is because of Shoktu. If the only reason to get married on Wednesday is because of Shoktu, so then Rashi says that was not said below Plug. Chazal were not Mesak and Shoktu below Plug if that's the only takana. That's the only part of the takana. If the Chashash Kurei Daita still applies, then Rashi says that they dafka can get married on Wednesday and not on Sunday. But if the Kurei Daita doesn't apply because Bezdin is Yoshev B'chol Yom, then Rashi admits that they can get married on Sunday. If he's prepared for the Chasana, if Shoktu doesn't apply, then they dafka can get married even on Sunday. What's Pshat in Rashi? Sorry? Someone said something? What's Pshat in Rashi? What's Pshat in Rashi? Rashi apparently understands that there are two parts to Shoktu. Two parts to Shoktu. Was Shoktu said below Plug, or was it not said below Plug? Rov Rishonim hold it wasn't said below Plug. Chazal weren't afraid they weren't afraid of anything here. They said the nature of the Takan of Shoktu is that he has to be prepared. That's it. He's got to prepare the Sudas. So as long as he prepares the Sudas, then they can get married on Sunday. They can get married on Sunday. Right? Mitzad Mashkim LeBezdin, Sunday will satisfy the problem because he can be Mashkim LeBezdin on Monday. I Mitzad Shoktu, so if he's prepared, there's no problem according to Rav Rishonim. Rashi assumed that there are two parts even to Shoktu. Right, there are two parts to this Nises Liyom Haravi. Yeah, Mashkim LeBezdin and Shoktu. But even within Shoktu, there are different levels. At a time when Takanas Ezra applies, if Bezdin is only Yoshev B'Sheni B'Chamishi, so then Mitzadik Reidaita, Chazal will misakein that they have to get married on Wednesday. The Takana of Shoktu wasn't simply that he should prepare the Suda. The Takana of Shoktu is that we limit the day that they can get married to Wednesday, period. Because we're afraid that if we allow them to get married on Sunday, if he's prepared the Suda from before, they might make a mistake. You might think, well, you can get married any day. It's not just Wednesday. It's even Sunday. So maybe it's also Tuesday. Maybe it's Thursday. And then he'll cool off. He won't come to Bezdin when he's angry. So the Chashash Shekurei Daita is not going to be satisfied. So came the Rabbanan and said that the Takon of Shoktu, where Bezdin is only Yoshev and Sheni and Chamishi, the Takon of Shoktu wasn't simply what? That he should prepare for the Seuda. That's the reason for the Takon. The Tam HaTakana is that he should prepare for the Seuda. But the Geder HaTakana, the nature of the Takana, was that Chazal were Koveya that Wednesday is the day for the Chasim. They were Koveya Azman for the Chasim. That's the Takana. The reason for the Takana? So he should be Tareach. The Tam HaTakana is Kedei Shiyehe Tareach. L'suda gimel yamim. But the Geder HaTakana, according to Rashi, the Geder HaTakana depends. Kodem Takana Sezra, or Ha'idna Kishabezdin Yoshvin B'chol Yom. The Chol Yom. The Geder HaTakona is tzarech hachosan litroach lesuda gimel yom. Right? If bezin is yosheb b'chol yom, so then the gedar atakana and the tam atakana are the same. The tam atakana is Chazal determined a certain day that they can get married. They should get married on Wednesday, not on Sunday, so that he'll be Torah for the Suda Gimel Yom. And the nation of Takana is, he has to be Torah. So if he is Torah, then the Taka can get married on a different day besides Wednesday. If he's Torah from before Shabbos, they can get married on Sunday. Comes Rashi and says, Achar Tonas Ezra, Bezdin Yoshvin, Behei, Ubeveiz. So then the nature of the takana changed. The nature of the takana was Chazal kovku yom lenisuin. Chazal were koveya, there's a day for marriage, and that's Yom Daled. Why? Because they were afraid that if we tell you that if you're Torah for the Suda from before Shabbos, then you can get married even on Sunday, then you might think, oh, there are multiple days that you can get married. If you get married on Tuesday, get married on Thursday, and then he might cool off. Because Bezin is not Yoshev the next day. Bezin is not Yoshev on Wednesday, they're not Yoshev on Friday. So he might cool off. So because we're afraid that they might be confused in the days, and you can't just get married any day, because this is after Takana Sezer. Bezin is only Yoshev on Hay and Beis, and they might get confused. They might get married on a day where Ikurei Daita will be a problem, because he won't be able to come to Bezin the following morning. So Chazal were koveya, you have to get married Wednesday. They were koveya azman for the nisuin. Not simply they were koveya that you have to be Torah. That's not enough. Because if you were Torah from before Shabbat, then you'd think you'd get married on Sunday. So Chazal said, no, don't get married on Sunday. Because they might think you'd get married on Tuesday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday also. So dafka get married on Wednesday. That's the takonas Chazal according to Rashi. And of course, according to the Ramban, according to Rav Rishonim, the Gedar HaTakana is always number one, whether it's after Takana says or before. They're not concerned. Rav Rishonim assumed the Takana was that he should be Tareach, and if he is Tareach, then they can get married even on Sunday. The Nafka Mina, obviously, between these two approaches and the nature of the Takana, is Im Tareach Kodem Shabbos. Right? Can they get married on Sunday if he's Tareach before Shabbos? The last point we made yesterday was that the Shita Mekubetzes has a very interesting diag from Rashi, which if you take one step further, I'm not sure if we explained it, if we clarified it as well as we could have. If you take what the Shita Mekubetzes says with Das Rashi, what emerges is that Rashi l'shitasa. Rashi on Dav Gimel is really l'shitasa on Dav Beis. How so? What does Rashi say? The first Rashi himself. Chazal Masakin that the Pesul should get married on Wednesday, Kidim Mefarish Taimel. What does that mean, Kidim Mefarish Taimel? Where? What time? So at first glance, you think it means Kidim Mefarish Taimel to Masnis. Right? Kidim Mefarish Taimel, Mashkim LeBezdin, Bezdin Yoshe, Bishay Bachamishi, if he had a Tanis Pesul, he'll come to Bezdin. That's what you would think. You read the Mishnah, you read the Rashi, you think it's like the reason that the Mishnah is going to give. The problem with that is that that's so obvious. I mean, Rashi doesn't have to tell us that. We're reading the Mishnah. Normally, Rashi Taka says, "Kidim Mefarish Taima B'Gemara," meaning if you read a Mishnah, you don't know what the reasons are for the Mishnah. So Rashi says, "Don't worry, we'll explain everything." If the Gemara is not going to explain it, then Rashi will explain right here. So Rashi's not explaining, so he has to lead you in, so he'll say, "Kidim Mefarish Taima B'Gemara." But here he doesn't say B'Gemara, so you think it means B'Masnisim, but the problem with B'Masnisim is that it's so obvious, why would Rashi have to say that? So comes the Shita and says, no, he really means Kedem Mefarish Taima B'Gemara. Doesn't mean B'Masnisim. He's really referring not to Mashkim Lebezdim, but rather to Shoktu. That's really what he's referring to. And the Shita says, this works out nicely with a comment that the Ritva makes. Shita quotes the Ritva, who asks, why does the Mishnah say Besula Nises Li Yom Haravi? Mishnah should say Besula Nises Bi Yom Haravi. The Besula should get married on Wednesday. What's to Wednesday? On Wednesday. Bi Yom Haravi? B'Sheni, Bi Yom HaSheni, Bi Yom HaChamishi. Just look at the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Beis, Bi Yom HaSheni, Bi Yom HaChamishi, Bi Yom Haravi. Why li yom haravi? So comes the Ritva quoted by the Shita and says like this: V'hadlokatani bi yom haravi, ramaz lantona dafilu shahaya zmana be'echa b'shabes mamtinin liyom dalet shalachar k'nefashim maratayma. The Tan of the Mishnah already is alluding to the Tachal of Shachtu, that even if they're ready to get married on Sunday, we wait till Wednesday, liyom haravi. We wait a little bit. We wait. That's what the Lamed is coming to tell you. The Efshir says the Shita Mekubetz is skipping a little bit. Lahachinam because of Rashi Zal, Takonas Chachamim Hishetinose v'chule. Takonas Chachamim Hishetinose v'chule. The Kal Lahavin says the Shita. Maybe that's what Rashi had in mind also. Maybe that's what Rashi has had in mind also. The Kal Lahavin. Takonas Chachamim Hishetinose v'chule. What's the Shita saying? So the v'chule is the key. Very often, if you have a v'chule in the Gemara, a v'chule in the Rishonim, the key is the next, the v'chule. It's not takonas hachamim mishetinase, right? What's the Shita picking up on? V'chule, kidem mefarish taima. What is Rashi saying, kidem mefarish taima? The kidem mefarish taima in Rashi is kidem mefarish taima b'gemara, shoktu. That's what Rashi, yes.
Why did he say it? He usually says
No, I don't know. I don't know what to, I don't know what the answer to that question is. It's a good question. Why didn't he say Begimar? Should say Begimar? He should say Begimar. But it seems like that's what the Shita is saying, right? He quotes the Ritva and says that the Ritva assumes that the Lashon Liyom Haravi is alluding to Shaktu, and maybe that's what Rashi has in mind too. So if Rashi is not referring to the Gemar, what's the Shita saying? That's what it sounds like the Shita is saying. But think about it. If you hold like Rov Rishonim, does Rashi make sense? Rashi's making a big deal out of this. Chachamim made a takana, she should get married on Wednesday, like the Gemara explains. Rashi is just opening up. He's giving us a basic approach that we can start the sugya. If Rashi knew that in the Maskana we were going to say that it depends, the Besul doesn't always have to get married on Wednesday. She could get married on Sunday if he's Tariachle, if he prepared the Suda. So then why would Rashi make such a big deal out of this and say, Takana Sacham, she should get married on Wednesday? You'll see from the Gemara is going to give you a reason that Besul and Nisus, Biyom Haravi. I mean, that's what the Dibra Maschel the Rashi is. Besul and Nisus, Liyom Haravi. Takana Sacham, she tinasi barvi. What's the emphasis for? If Rashi goes like Rov Rishonim, that if Tariach, like if he prepared the Suda from before Sunday, then they're talking, couldn't get married on Sunday. So what's Rashi emphasizing? You'll see in the Gemara, we're going to give you the time of Shakta. So we'll give you a reason that the Besula gets married on Wednesday. It's lo psikale milsa. It's not always true. It's not kavua like that, right? It's not a lo plug. So why does Rashi say that? But according to Rashi, it's mamish beautiful, because Rashi holds that the Takon of Shoftu says, as long as we're talking Bizman Takonas Ezer, which is what the Mishnah is talking about, it's a Takona below plug that they have to get married Dafka on Wednesday, not on Sunday. So that's why Rashi is not afraid to mention Kedem Farish Taima here. He refers to Shoftu, and he says she gets married on Wednesday. Notice, what's the nature of the Takon according to Rashi? You'll see the Tam Atakona is in the Gemara Shaktu Chachamim. She had Torah Basuda Gimel Yomim, Achakachonsa. What was the Takona Chachamim? Rashi is very meduyik, actually. Takona Chachamim is Shetinosi Barvi, that Dafka, they should get married on Wednesday. One could even say that Rashi is alluding to the fact that the nature of the Takona is not just that he should prepare for the Suda, but that they should get married on Wednesday. Chazal will kovea a yom for the Nisuin, and he's even alluding to that. We can even make that kind of a jump. Right? But certainly Rashi is assuming that there's a low plug here, right? That it's not like it's negotiable, that if he's tariach lay beforehand, then they can get married on Sunday. Because if that's the case, so why is he dafka mentioning Ravi and bringing Tabeir Shaktu? Like, it's too confusing that way. But according to what Rashi says in the Gimel and Beis, the way the Shita Mekubetz is Medayek and Rashi, then it's good. Because Rashi is saying, based on Shaktu, if it's Bizman Takalas Ezra, they can only get married on Wednesday. There's no option of getting married on Sunday. So maybe that's why Rashi Rashi says what he does. Question. Ellie.
If Wednesday is such a low pull, then why should it change when the current guys is not a problem?
Because why should we limit them? Why should we limit them? If a kuri daita is not a problem, so then there's really no reason why they shouldn't be able to get married on Sunday. Why not? Let's bring the chasana earlier, right? It's a mitzvah. Why should we delay the mitzvah?
A low
plug is because there's a problem. But if it's not bisman takana Ezra, if Bezdin is Yosha b'chol's, you're saying we're afraid that maybe it'll revert back to Ezra's time, and then there'll be a problem.
No, not even that. Just I thought the idea of a low plug is that we don't care about logic. This is the rule, not how it's stated.
Correct, but we don't care about logic when there's a problem that we're concerned about. Just like we had Tosfos on that Beis Amud Aleph was saying that. The Ikar Takana Besula Nisayis is for the two Noshim, the special two Noshim. Because of the low plug, because we're afraid that if we allow the other women to get married any other day besides Wednesday, then you might do that with the two Noshim as well. The whole din of a low plug is based on a chashash. So if you have some kind of chashash, then you'll say that the Takana is not negotiable. It has to always be done at a certain time. Right? The Takana has to always be done in a certain way. But if there's no chashash, so then what's the problem? There's no chashash that you're fighting with, then just follow Shach to its logical conclusion, right? Just look at the time and just go with it, run with it. So it's only Bizman Takana says that there's this chashash, Yekurei Daita, that's why Chazal were Misake and Shach to in a certain way, below plug. But if there's no chashash, Yekurei Daita, then they don't have to be Misake and below plug. That's Rashi's Chiddush. Look, what you're saying, you know, let's just leave it at that. Okay, that's Rashi's Chiddush. That there really are two parts to Shakta. There really are two parts. According to Rov Rishonim, Shakta is not below plug bichlal. It's not a takana below plug. Right? According to Rashi, it's below plug at certain times because there's such a very strong problem that we're trying to solve over here. Okay? So at least Bizman Takana says, or Rashi says that the takana of Shakta was taka below plug. Okay. Based on this Shita of Rashi, we can answer another kasha as well. From the Gemara Nav Gimel, it's clear that if the Chassan didn't prepare before Shabbos, then they can't get married on Sunday. That's for sure. The whole Machlokas as Rishonim is, let's say he did prepare early. If he prepared early, so he satisfied the Tam of the Takana of Shaktu, so the question is, was Shaktu said below Plug, and even if the Tam doesn't apply, then the Takana still does apply. But we say that it wasn't said below plug, and if the tam doesn't apply, then the takana doesn't apply. Right? That's the machlokas Rishon. But if he hasn't prepared, clearly he needs the gimel yom. The ikar takana of Shabbos is that he should prepare. So if he's not prepared from before Shabbos, clearly they can't get married on Sunday. They have to wait till Wednesday. Right? Why? I can give you a scenario where they should be able to get married on Sunday anyway. Let's say the girl is mocha. Look at the nature of the takana. What does the Gemara say? Takana. Shoktu chachal ma takana zbenos Yisra, sheetareha gimel yamim, sheetareha besuda shloshi yamim. Who was this takana made for? Who? Benos Yisra, the kala. That's what it sounds like. Benos Yisra. So if she's mocheles, if she says, no, I want to marry you, higiyazman, literally, higiyazman velonisman, higiyazman, the zman has come, the 12 months are here, but before the 12 months she can't force it. Right? She can't even desire, because we give 12 months for the basul, we give 12 months for the man to prepare themselves. But it's 12 months, he gives a man on Sunday. So you'd say, well, Shoktu tells me that even if he gives a man on Sunday, we want the chosn to prepare for 3 days for the suda. So they can't get married on Sunday, because he's not prepared. Yeah, but let's say she's mochel. She says, I want to marry you now. Forget the Sudas. Ben Michael Zayn on the Sudas. Let's get married now. Let's have the Chasna on Sunday. The first glance you'd say that if Shoktu is a Takana for Tovas Benos Yisrael, so then she should be able to be Mochel. So if that's the case, why does the Gemara imply in Daf Gimel that there's no other time that they could get married on Sunday except if Tariachle? Even if Lo Tariachle, they could get married on Sunday. If she's Mochel, is she Mochel on the Takana? It sounds like Mechila doesn't work over here. That's why the Gemara just says that if he was Tareah from before Shabbos, then they can't get married on Sunday. But not Torah before Shabbos? Forget about it. They can't get married on Sunday. No way. Sounds like Mechila is not going to work. Why not? From the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like the Takana was made for Tovas Benos Yisrael, for their benefit. So the Takana was made for their benefit, for the benefit of the Isha, that she should be able to be Mochem. What's more, why wouldn't the Baal be chayev to give Mizonos to the Isha if she's Mochem on Takana Shaptu? Let's say he turns around and says, you know what, I'm not ready for the Sudas, I'd prefer to wait. So she could turn around to him and say, look, but if the Takana was made Latovasi and I want to get married now, you should have to feed me. It's clear that he doesn't have to feed her. That's what the Gemara is saying. Lefika, Achshav Shoshaninu. Now that we say Shoktu, so he gives man Be'echa B'Shabbos, he doesn't have to give her Mizonos. Because Chazal say that they get married only on Wednesday, not on Sunday. Why? But if she's Mochel, he should have to give her Mizonos. She's Mochel on the Takana. Even if he says, I don't want to get married until Wednesday, he should have to give him his own. It sounds clear from the Gemara that in a case in which he's not prepared, he doesn't have to give him his own. He doesn't have to marry her. He doesn't have to give him his own. Why not? The Takana was made for Tovas Ha'isha, so then Mechila should work, and then the husband should have to give Mizonos even on Sunday. Who asked this Kasha? Who asked this Kasha? The Rihalofa. The Riha Lovin is quoted by the Shiva Mechabesis and Baba Kama as asking this kasha. That if the Takon of Shabda was for the benefit of the Kala, then even if she's Mochel, they should be able to get married on Sunday. Not just if the Chosim was Tarefa before Shabbos, even if she was Mochel. The Rishonim worked very hard on this kasha. What's the answer the Shiva Mechabesis gives there? Shame the Marikatz. What does the Marikat say? Rabbi G? Motzi Mama. Good. Marikat says that you can't be Mochel on a Takon if you're going to be Motzi Mama. What's the Lashon of the Shita? Just one second. Shita Bava Kama. This is packet number 3. Let the woman say, why don't I get married on Sunday? Because of the takana, takanta didi, my takana, the takana for my benefit, that shoktu chachamim al takanas benos Yisrael. Ano b'hai takanta lo nichali kidirava. I don't want that takana. Kidirava, just like Rava. What Rava? Who Rava? We know who this Rava is. You know who the Rava is? Where do we see this Rava? In Ksubis, Adaf? Pei Gimel, very good. Very good. Rava is quoted on that. Pei Gimel is saying that if a woman tells her husband, look, I'm a high-powered lawyer, I'm making a lot of money, I don't need to be fed by you. Eini nizonus ve'eini osir. The rule is that the masi yadayim of a woman go to the husband. Chazal v'sakin masi yadayim tachas mizonus. So let's say the woman says, thanks but no thanks. Thanks but no thanks. I'll keep the masi yadayim. I'll keep my wages. You keep the mizonus. Kidirava dama rava homer yeshiv takanas chachamim kigon zu. Shomen lo. Someone who says, I don't want the takanas chachamim, kigon zu, like this, we listen to him. My kigon zu, kidiravuna marav, the amar avuna marav, yecholi shishitama labaila, eni nizonas veniosa. The woman can say, you keep the mizonos, I'll keep the masay yodai. I'll keep the wages, you keep the mizonos. So comes the shita mekubetzis and says, why shouldn't she be able to say over here as well? If the takana of shaktu was for the benefit of the kala, then kidirava, she should say, ef she betakanas chachamim. Eliyesh lo mazokta marikat, the takanta de rava lo mahanya lahot simam. Ef she betakanas chachamim only works if a person is going to be machzik mashabiyada. She wants to masi adayim, doesn't want to give them to the husband. So she can be machzik to masi adayim by herself, right, by her in her possession, and say, I don't need the takanas chachamim. Let's leave the money where it is. Here, she's not being machzik tachas yoda money, she's being motzi from the Baal. Being motzi from the Baal. What's she being motzi? Mizonos. Right? She'll say, I want the mizonos now. I want to get married now. I'm mochel on takanas chachamim of shoktu. I want to get married now. You want to be motzi mizonos in the Baal? That you can't do. Can't be motzi mizonos. If the Baal is willing, according to the Mari Katz, let's say the Baal is willing to, let's say they're both willing to get married now. The Baal says, I'll give you mizonos now. I'd love to get married. I mean, you should just realize, I'm going to have to work preparing the sudas during the week of Sheva Brachas. She says, great, no problem. I'll help you. Teamwork. Beautiful. Right? So if they both agree, according to the Mari Katz, could they get married on Sunday? Even if he wasn't a Rebbe before Shabbos? Of course, why not? Right? You can't say E.F. Shibetakaras Chachamim if you're coming to be Motzi Mamon from someone else, but the other person allows you to be Motzi Mamon from them, he's Mochel too, so then Avada they should be able to get married on Sunday. That's the Mari Katz. Questions? Comes the Rashba and gives a different answer. The Rashba right here, Al Asar and Ksubis. What does the Rashba say? End of the Ramaschal B'Achshav. Mistabra. Dafilu mochla hi al takanta zu v'omer yefshi b'takanta sachamim zu eino malala. Or yefshi b'takanta sachamim zu eino malala. He doesn't give him his own. Why? Mishum da'afal gav the ikar takanta mishum takonoso nitkino. Even though the takana was made for her benefit, ukedemashma mida'ami shoktu al takanas v'nos Yisrael, the lashon of the Gemara clearly implies that it's for the woman's benefit. What's the Rashba's parents? Anyone? Oshana?
It's also good for him.
Oh, it's also for his benefit. The kasha is, you think that takana shakta was only for the woman's benefit. Yeah, the Lashon of the Gemara sounds like that. Shaktu chachamim ha-takanas b'nos Yisrael. Certainly sounds like it's only for the woman's benefit. It comes, the Rashba says, you know, but it's for his benefit too. He wants to be sameach with his wife during the week of Shavuot, but he should be kahakt with the preparing the sudas. He's not going to want that. He wants to be able to be sameach with his wife. They can spend time together and talk. Right? Not that he's going to be very busy with the sudas. What's more, if they get married on Sunday, he looks like a, you know, like not such a good husband. Right? If they get married on Sunday, it sounds like it looks like he didn't want to prepare sudas for her. So, Messiasu Shem Rabbein Shchenach, he'll get a bad reputation in the community. People are going to think he's a no goodnik. Right? He's not such a good husband. Because he didn't want to prepare the suitors for his wife. So the Takan of Shakta is really for his benefit as well. What does the Rashba mean when he says, Mikomakam Kevan Shenitkina Nitkina? The Takan was made anyway. What does that mean it's made anyway? It's made for the Benos Yisrael. But also for his benefit. What's Kevan Shenitkina Nitkina? Nitkina. I think the Rashba means to say like this: Avada the Iker Takana is for her, but Kevin she Nitkina. And once the Takana was made, the reality is it is for his benefit too. So even if the Iker time for the Takana was for her, but since the Takana is for his benefit, he has a right to say, "I don't want to be mochel on my chelik of the Takana." Maybe that's the pshat in the Rashba. I don't want to be mochel. Now, according to the Rashba, if the husband agreed to be mochel, then lechora they should be able to get married on Sunday. Just like the Mari Katz would say they can get married on Sunday if both are mochel, according to the Rashba as well, they should be able to get married on Sunday if both are mochel. Right? Nochamol. According to the Mari Katz, you can say if you're being machzik mamon by you, you're not being motzi mamon from someone else. But here, she's coming to be motzi mizonas from him. If she says yes, she wants to get married on Sunday, she'll be motzi mizonos from him, so that she can't do. But if the husband agrees, then avada she'd be able to do that. According to the Rashba, the reason why she can't be mochel and be machayev him mizonos is because the takana was not only made for her, it was made for him too. But if the husband is mochel too, then mistama, they could get married on Sunday. Why not? Why not? They're both mochel, they both agree, so what's the problem? Shalom zi.
Even if he's mochel, that's the problem of the neighbors.
No, but if he's mochel on his shame ras, then he can be mochel, right? It's for his benefit. But if he doesn't care about the neighbors, he wants to get married now. He wants his wife now. He'll get up at the shever brachos. He'll get up and give a drusha. You should know, I wanted to get married early. I know it's early, but I love my wife so much, and I wanted to marry her earlier. So no one will think ill of him. I don't know, whatever. Sounds like a nice show. But it doesn't matter. The point is, as long as he is mochel, so that even if it will give shame ra, he's mochel on that shame ra, so he doesn't mind. But according to Rashi, what's the nature of the takon of shakta? Bizman takonas Ezra, at least. The nature of the takonas shakta was that Chazal were kovea zman from Nisun. They were kovea yom. According to Rashi, the whole question doesn't even begin. The kasha is, why didn't the Gemara mention that if she's mochel, then they can get married on Sunday? No. According to Rashi, they can't get married on Sunday, bizman takonas Ezra. They can't get married on Sunday. It's not shayach. Right? There's no possibility of getting married on Sunday. That's why the Gemara doesn't even entertain such a possibility. Bizman takonas Ezra. Right? Shalom bizman takonas Ezra, said the Rashi, is the same as the other Rishonim. But bizman takonas Ezra, at least, there's no possibility of getting married on Sunday. This is a real nafkamina between the Rishonim. Right? Not only bizman takonas Ezra, if tariach lay, if he was tarach, can they get married on Sunday? But even if lo tarach lay, even if he wasn't tarach, let's say she's mochel, can they get married on Sunday? According to the Marikats and the Rashba, right? They could get married on Sunday, as long as the Baal is mochel too, right? If they're both mochel, let's put it that way. If they're both mochel, can they get married on Sunday? So according to the Marikats and the Rashba, yes. According to Rashi, no, because there's a takana de Rabbanan to get married on Wednesday. And the only takana sacham that you can be mochel on is a takana sacham that gives you a zechus mamon. You can be mochel on mamon. You can be mochel on a takana de Rabbanan that's koveya zman. When I'm mochel on the zman, I treat it like it's Wednesday, that doesn't make any sense. Right? So if the takana de Rabbanan was that they get married dafka Wednesday, the chazal will koveya zman finisuin, it's not shayach to be mochel. Even if both of them are mochel, it's not going to help you. Because it's not, the takana is not as chus mama, the takana was to be kovei as man for nisuin. So that they have to do, and they can't be mochel, they can't change the date. Eitan.
Isn't that possible to read the Rashba, like Rashi?
Yes, it is possible. But the problem is then the Rashba would be saying two things. First he'd be saying it's a takana below plug, and then he'd be saying even if it's not below plug,
right. I think that's
just one second. But the Rashba himself agrees with the Ramban and says that if Tariach lay from before Shabbos, even Bizman Takonas Ezra, they can't get married Sunday. So he clearly learns that it's not a low plug. So if you'll learn the first part of the Rashba that he says the Takona below plug, it's a stir in Rashba. So I wouldn't learn the Rashba like that. There are those who suggest that, but it's Gor Shver to learn the Rashba. I think what the Rashba, you can't learn it like that. I think what the Rashba means is, even though the Iker Takana is for the benefit of the woman, it also benefits the Baal, as we explained.
But don't we see in other cases, just sometimes the Rishonim will offer the parents, like, so
different approaches, you see.
Earlier in the Zman, we saw that, like, the Ramban, Alam Vav, who was offering, when we talk about Seal Jamaz, which was first to be offered Seal Jamaz, and no, even without, they even during the Machnesses, they're going to be the Reisa, like I say, I mean, it sounds much more in the words, like right there. Also, there's many Afrim who learn that after the Rashba is giving three different answers.
Right, but I think it's difficult, because if the only Rashba we had were this Rashba, I'd say 100%. But the problem is, because we have the second Rashba, who's going with the Ritva and the Ramban, right, that if Tariachle they can't get married on Sunday, and that's all he says, he doesn't say there are different possibilities. He doesn't mention Rashi Shita. Right? He says that Takon is not below plug there. He assumes that if he was Torah from before Shabbos, they can't get married on Sunday. And he doesn't give a second shot there. So it sounds like that's what he holds. So then why does he give two pshatim here? I hear what you're saying, Eitan. That's definitely a possibility. I toyed with the idea also. But in light of the other Rashba, I thought that it was much more difficult to say that here. So that's why I think it's just better. Even though it's not as glut in the words this way. It's a lot you know, it's much easier to say that he first is just saying Pashut, it's a Takana B'lo Pluk. But because of the other Rashba, I think it's just easier to say that the real focus is the second part of what the Rashba says. Yaakov.
Gemara on Gimel isn't talking about Dirk.
Right, right. I don't mean the Gemara. I'm saying, why doesn't the Gemara anywhere? Why doesn't the Gemara that Beis, let's say? The Gemara never mentions this possibility that if she's Mochel, then they should be able to get married on Sunday. The Gemara says that they can't get married on Sunday. He gives man on Sunday, he doesn't give mizonos. That's what the Gemara says. Right? The Gemara says beferish on Beis Amud Aleph that if he gives man biyom rishon, he doesn't give mizonos. He's only mala mizonos on Wednesday. Why? There is a possibility he can be mala mizonos even on Sunday if she's mochel. Right? So it could be according to Rashi. It's pashut. Can't be mala mizonos on Sunday because the whole takana was not as chus mamon. The takana was that they should get married on Wednesday. Takana was that they should get married on Wednesday. She can't say yes. She be takana sacham. David G.
Just to add to Rashi, if you be mochel, and then get married on Sunday, and the whole chashash comes back.
Exactly. So they'll break the whole takana. Exactly. So that takana, the chashash akuri daita, tells me that the dafka have to get married on Wednesday. They can't get married on Sunday, even if both of them are takamol. Okay. This is the end of the sugya of Shakta. Let's go weiter in the Gemara. Yeah, we're actually not finished with Shakta. We're going to build on Shakta now to the next point in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Achshav sheshaninu Shakta. Oh, don't get rid of Shakta yet. Achshav sheshaninu Shakta. Also, sheshaninu higias man velonisu ochlos mishalov ochlos b'tshuma higias man be'echa b'shabes midoshenu yochol lichnos in amala lemezonos. Says the Gemara. Now that we know that there's shaktu chacham al takanas benos Yisrael, there's a takon ad rabbanan that he should prepare 3 days for the suda and then marry her. So that which the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin says that higias man velonisu ochlos mishalov ochlos b'tshuma. If he gives man be'echa b'shabes, again, if the 12 months between Kiddushin and Nisuin are up on Sunday, he gives man, time has come for the Nisuin, but it came on Sunday. So because there's a takana sacham to get married on Wednesday, since he can't be konis on Sunday, he doesn't have to give him his zonos either. Since the chachamim made a takana that they dafka should get married on Wednesday, the chachamim made a takana that he should be torach basuda, either way you interpret. So they can't get married on Sunday. So they can't get married on Sunday, he doesn't have to give him his own asida. Lefikach, says the Gemara. Cholahu, osha chol sahik, osha pir sanida, eino mala lamizonos. If he is sick on Sunday, the reason why they can't get married is because he's sick, he's not feeling well. They can't get married. Well, she is sick, she's ill. Well, she becomes a nida, they can't live together when she's a nida. So he doesn't give him his own asida. He doesn't have to give him his honest. They can't get married. Right? Cholahu, o chol sahi, o shapir sanida. What's that talking about? When was cholahu? On Sunday? No, they can't get married on Sunday anyway. Cholahu, when is that? Wednesday. Right? He gives man on Wednesday. He can't even get married on Wednesday. Cholahu, o shachol sahi, o shapir sanida. They can't get married in the zman that the chachamim will kovea for them. He doesn't give him his onos then either. It's an ones, right? Due to circumstances beyond their control, they can't get married, so then he doesn't have to give him his onos. That's what the Gemara says. A statement. That if cholahu or chol sahi appears on either, he doesn't have to give him his onos. When is cholahu chol sahi? Not on Sunday. On Sunday, he doesn't have to give him his onos anyway, because they can only get married on Wednesday. But even when he gives man at a time that they could get married, but if for some ones they can't get married, then he doesn't have to give him his onos. The ikud the boy lo mibay. Comes the Gemara and says there are those. There's a lishna basra, the second lashon of the Gemara. Second lashon of the Gemara is that the Gemara is a suffix. What's the din? The Gemara didn't make a statement, but what's the din? Cholahu mahu. You told me that if he gives man be'echa b'shabes, then he doesn't have to give him his own nose because it's not his man for the nisu, and they have to wait. What's the din of Cholahu? He gives man on Wednesday, they could get married, but because of the ones, because of Cholahu, they can't get married. What's it then? Does he have to give him his zonos or not? The Lishna Kama says he doesn't have to give him his zonos. Comes the Lishna Basra and says, it's a suffix. I don't know. Mahu, what's the din? Hosam time of my mishum da onis vachanami ha onis. Should we say the reason why he gives man be echad be Shabbos in a malal of his zonos? It's because it's an onis. It's accidental. Do the circumstances beyond his control? What are the circumstances beyond his control? If he gives man be'echa b'Shabbos, formulated for me. Takana s'chacham, exactly. Takana d'rabbanan. The takana prevents him from getting married. Ochanami ha'onis. Now he's also onis. What's the onis here? Chala. But onis is onis. What's the difference? Due to circumstances beyond the control of the individual. Dilma hasam on this betakata de takinu le rabbana, hachala. Well, maybe I should say no. There he has an onus of takanta de rabbana. The ikuv, what's preventing them from getting married, is not him. It's a takanas chachamim. But here the onus, the chala, what's preventing him from getting married, is him. He, the chasan, is the source of the ikuv. So the gemara the safek. What's the din if chala who? What's an of Cholahu? There the ikuv is because of him, but it's an onus. It's due to circumstances beyond his control. So should we say any time that they can't get married due to circumstances beyond the control of the individual, he doesn't have to give him his onus? So do we say no? Circumstances beyond his control, but if the ikuv is because of him, he still does have to give him his onus. But if the ikuv, if what's preventing him from marrying is a takana derabanan, then he doesn't have to give him his onus. Ah, sofik in the gemara. The Gemara adds to this something. Imtim silam rachalahu ma'alam azonos. And if you'll tell me that where the ikuv is mitzad the baal, where he's the one who's preventing them from getting married, then that's his responsibility, and he has to give him his azonos, chol sahima. Even the second part of the statement of the Lishna Kama, the Lishna Basra is not so sure about. Chol sahi, what's the din of chol sahi? Matzi Amar La No Ha Ka'imna. Can he say, "Look, I'm here, I'm ready to get married, so I shouldn't have to give you mazonos"? If the ikuv is mitzad you, mitzad the kala, maybe even if you tell me that if the ikuv is mitzad the chasen, he does have to give him mazonos. But if the ikuv is mitzad the kala, then he shouldn't have to give him mazonos. Odilma Matzi Amar La Nistach Vasadeo. Maybe she could say, "Mazol Chagaram, your field was flooded." What does it mean? Your field was flooded. It means, look, I'm your kala. I became sick. I'm the mekach for you, right? You're the one acquiring me. Nistachva sadeu. Nistachva sadcha. It's like your field got flooded. It's your mazel. It's your bad mazel. So you should be mechuyev to give me mazonos, even though the ikov is mitzidi, the ikov is mitzad the kala, but you should have to give me mazonos because nistachva sadcha anu taina. Okay? And the Gemara continues, Pirsanida. We'll get to it. What do we have over here in the Gemara? We have a Lishna Kama and a Lishna Basra. Lishna Kama says that just like if he gives man v'lo nisu, he gives man v'echa b'shabes v'lo nisu, he doesn't give him his own. So too, if any other onus occurs, chalahu chal sahi pirsa nida, he doesn't have to give him his onus. Comes the Lishna Basra and says, no, it's a suffix. It's a suffix chalahu, suffix chal sahi. All the cases are a suffix. I might think the only time that he has to give him his onos is if he's onus b'takanta de rabban. If the onus, if the ikuv is not mitzad the chasan, but if the ikuv is mitzad the chasan, I would think that maybe he does have to give him his onos. And even if you'll tell me that if the ikuv is mitzad the chasan, he does have to give him his onos, you have another kasha, another shayla. Habachal sahi, let's say the ikuv is mitzad the kala, not mitzad the chasan. If you'll say, if it's her, ikuv, so to speak, right? It's because of her, and he doesn't have to give him his onus. Or maybe even then, she can say nistachva sadeh, nistachva salcha. Lechora, the Lishna Kama is a pella. What's the Lishna Kama say? You think the Pasha Pshat is that onis betakanta derabanan and onis because of chola? Forget chol sahi for a moment. Let's just talk chola. That the baal, the chasim, becomes a chola. You think onis due to choli and onis betakanta de rabbanan are the same? onus with the Kadosh Rabban, and I can hear he doesn't have to give him his onus because the Chachamim told him not to get married. He's there. Imna, I'm here. I'm ready. Let's go. Let the band start up. He is ready to go. So if he's ready to go, so the Chachamim prevented him from getting married. I understand why he doesn't have to give his onus. B'cholahu, the ikav is mitzido. He's the source of the problem. So if he's the source of the problem, why shouldn't he have to give him his onus? The Lishna Kama is a pella. I understand the suffix of the Lishna Basra. Why does the Lishna Kama think there's no suffix? The Lishna Kama just assumes a dava poshut, yeah, abad. Lishna Kama says he doesn't have to give him his onus. It's all the same. Onus is all the same. Onus of cholahu, onus b'takan d'rabban, it's all the same. He doesn't have to give him his onus. Why not? Onus b'takan d'rabban, I can understand. The ikuv is mitzad the chachomim. But if cholahu, the ikuv is mitzad him, it's mitzad the chosan. So why shouldn't he have to give him his onus? L'chora, that's the suffix of the Lishna Basra. The Lishna Basra raises the possibility that if the ikuv is mitzad the chosan, maybe Taka should have to give him his onus. Why does the Lishna Kama assume such a double portion that he doesn't have to give him his onus, even if he's honest? He's not honest with the Kandra Rabbanan, the onus is mitzido. Why? Why shouldn't he have to give him his onus? It's because of him. So the stomach, the ego is because of him, he should have to give him his onus. What's the answer? What's the answer? A new hand. Why did the Lishna Kama think that there's no difference between honest with the Kandra Rabbanan and Cholahu? Maybe the answer is that cholahu, it's true that the ikuv is because of the chasan, but what?
You can't do anything about it.
It's not his fault. The ikuv is mitzido. The ikuv is because of him, but it's not his fault. Ones, it's accidental. Maybe that's the pshat in the Lishna Kama. The Lishna Kama was assuming it doesn't matter who the ikuv is as a result of, whether the ikuv is mitzad the takana d'rabbana, it's because of the chacham, or it's because of the chasan. The question is whose fault it is. If it's the takana's chacham, so then it's the fault of the rabbanan, so to speak. The rabbanan told him he can't get married until Wednesday. Right? But if it's cholahu, the ikuv might be mitzido. It might be because of him. But it's not his fault. It's not his fault because he's not a posheya. He's not negligent. He's onus. Due to circumstances beyond his control, he can't get married. So maybe if he's onus, he doesn't have to give him his onus. Why not? Why not? What's the reason the Chachamim say that he gives man veloniso, he has to give him his onus? What's the reason? What's the reason? They're not married. They're not married. The chiyuv to give mizonos is only when she's in a suah. They didn't do the nisuah. She's not living by him, so why should he have to give mizonos? Higiyaz man velo nisu be'echad b'shabbos. He doesn't give mizonos. Why? Because they're not getting married until Wednesday. He's not getting married until Wednesday. She's not in a suah until Wednesday. There's no mizonos. Mizonos is only for a nisuah. Right? Mizonos is only for a nisuah. Higiyaz man bedalit. Revi'i b'shabbos. His mom came on Wednesday. But for some reason, let's say the Baal says, I just don't want to get married yet. I want to get married next week. Come on, I have finals now. I can't handle it right now. So then he has to give him his onus. Because it was Wednesday, not Sunday. Wednesday. Why? Why does he have to give his onus? What's the pashut reason? One word. What's the reason? Chazal instituted that he's both, right? 12 months. He has 12 months. So if the 12 months come out on Wednesday, he should get married. Chazal are telling him not to get married. He decides of his own volition, I don't want to get married. I'm not ready. I need another week. So Chazal, what? Not an onus. So what? So Chazal said that you have to give mizonos. You don't have to get married. You can wait, but you have to give mizonos. They want to, you know, they obviously would like you to get married, but at least until you get married, you're going to have to support her. You have to feed her. Why? Why? Okay, so what? One word. Knas, who said it? Who said that? Joe. Nailed. Exactly. Knas. The simple pshat is to say that Chazal put a knas on this individual. Again, they want them to get married. They want to put pressure. Pressure. They want to put pressure on the chosn. So they say, you should know You don't have to get married, but you have to support her already. Because higi hazman. Okay, higi hazman, 12 months. It's a long engagement. Not an engagement. They're married, right? They're married. Erisin, they're mamish married. But 12 months, a long time. Yeah, but that's the time we give you. But that's it. After that, you gotta get married. So they put a knas on him that he has to support the wife. That'll put pressure on him so that he will get married. He'll go through with it. Where do we see such a svara? That's what Rashi in Yevamos and Efim Aleph and Bey says regarding a Yovam. I don't have a Gemara Yevamos. Did someone remember to bring a Gemara Yevamos? Thank you, Ellie. Answer that, please. Gemara Yevamos is describing, you know, the case of Yibum, that if someone dies without any children, thank you very much, if someone dies without any children, so then his wife is not Muteres Lashuk. His wife is not Muteres Lashuk. She has to do either Yibum or Chalitza. She can marry the brother, or the brother can set her free by doing Chalitza. So, when can they do Yibum? When's the earliest time that they can do Yibum? The Gemara explains exactly on that. The Malach on the base, that it's only after 3 months. That's what we call Havchana. Havchana. Chazal instituted that there has to be a separation between marriages to distinguish Havchana, Lehavchin. This is true not only when a husband dies, but after a get. Right, after a gerushin, she's not allowed to remarry until 3 months, because just in case the husband and the wife were together before the gerushin, we want to know who the child belongs to, if the child comes from the first husband or from the second husband. Very important to know. Right? Can the child marry Krovim? Is the child a Kohen? Very important to know who's the parent of the child. So, if the husband dies, his Yevama can't remarry for 3 months. She can't do anything for 3 months. Why can't she do anything for 3 months? Who's preventing her from moving on? The original Ba. Right? So it makes sense that she should get support. She should be fed from the Nechosim of the original Ba. The Yarshim have to support her. Nizonis Mishol Yovam, the Gemara says. Nizonis Baal, excuse me. She gets Mizonis from the original Ba. But the Brayis says, Mikan Ve'elach, after the 3 months, Eina Nizonis Lo Mishol Ba, Lo Mishol Yovam. There's no Chiv from the Ba. There's no Havchon anymore. I, the Yovam, right? She needs Yibum or Chalitza to be Muteres Lashuk, but she's not married to the Yavam either. So, there's no Chiyuv Mizonos mitzad the Yavam. The Yavam doesn't have to give her Mizonos either because she's not married to him. She's not a Nesua by anyone. For the first 3 months, she wasn't a Nesua either, but she still has a Shibud. She has a lien on the Nechasim of her original Baal because she can't remarry in the first 3 months. Havchana. But after the 3 months, she's not a Nesua to the Yavam, and there's no Havchana from the first Baal, so there's no Chiyuv Mizonos from anyone. She can't get Mizonos from anyone. So what is she going to do? She's tied up. She can't remarry. She's stuck. What's she going to do? So at a certain point, she'll come to Bezdin and say, please demand from this guy to either do Yibam or to do Chalitza. O Knos, O Chalotz. Either do Yibam and marry this woman so she can have support, or do Chalitza so you can marry someone else. So Zochter Breisa like this. Omad Bedinu Barach Nizonis Mishol Yavam. Let's say she brought the Yavam to Bezdin and made Bezdin demand of the Yavam, O Knos, O Chalotz. And then the Yavam didn't want to marry her. That's why she had to bring him to Bezdin in the first place. Right? He didn't want to do anything. I don't know, he's a mean guy. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible Avera that he's doing. Not to allow her to have some kind of a husband. Either him or someone else. Probably better to let someone else, right? If he's that kind of a guy. But he didn't want to do anything. And Barach, he just ran away. Nizonis Mishol Yavam. So then Bezdin can be yoreh to the Nechosim of the Yavam, and they can give Mizonis to the woman from the Nechosim of the Yavam. Why? Zot Rashi, Nizonis Mishol Yavam, the Kansin on that. The Kansin the Yavam. They put a Knas on the Yavam. Because what's he doing? What's he doing? Amad Bedin means that now Bezdin has said you have a choice, but do something. He runs away. Then they put a knas on him because they want him to come back and do Yibum or Chalitza. Want to get him to do what's right, what he's supposed to be doing. Yeah. What's it then if the Yavam got sick? He didn't run away. Amad bedin v'chala. Just like our Gemara, right? He gives man v'lo nisu and chala. What happens by the yom if amad bedin v'chala? So says Tosfos and Ksubis. Later on, in the back roads of Ksubis, and of Kuvzayin and Mimbeis, comes Tosfos and says the following. Amad bedin u'barach. The Brice is quoted in the Gemara Ksubis on Kuvzayin and Mimbeis. The Pzok Tosfos beperek ha'choyle, it's Pirish Rashi, dafka barach, aval cholahu achol sehi, lo. Dafka barach, aval cholahu achol sehi, lo. Where does Rashi say that? What does Rashi say?
Just says barach.
He says barach, right? I didn't see dafka barach. He didn't say it, but feirish dafka barach. Tosfos, maybe Tosfos had a different version of Rashi, or he's medayek from the Rashi, because he says barach. I'm not sure where he got it from, but okay. One of those two possibilities. Because he's not medayek from Rashi. He says pireish Rashi. Sounds like it's a statement of Rashi. I didn't find that statement. Look high and low. I didn't quite find it. But that's what Tosfos says. That Rashi says, according to that dafka barach hayava, but not chala. If chala hayava, the other gets sick, sorry, then he doesn't have to give him his onus. Barach, he runs away, he has to give him his onus. Comes Taisus and says, mashma lefi devarav de knasu. Sounds like Amad bedin ubarach, the reason why the Yavam has to give his onus is Amad bedin ubarach, but a knas. Now, this proves that Tosfos did not have our Rashi. Because he doesn't need a mashma here. Rashi says it. Rashi says, de kansinam le. So, he had one Rashi, but didn't have our Rashi. I'm not sure what's going on over here. Okay? You see the problem here? Rashi says, beferish kansinam le. Tosfos says, mash for the kansinam le. He has this Rashi, dafka barach and achal. We don't have that Rashi. It's a little smut, but okay. Tell you somehow it's medayek from the Rashi in Yevamah Sol's Dafka Bar, the Yevamah's Bar, and says Taisvis, mashma, that the reason why Amad Bedinu Bar, the Yevamah has to give Mizonos, is because of Knas. Taka Rashi does say that. It's good. Because of Knas. What does that mean? Dafka Bar, Anachala, because of a Knas. How's it mashma Dafka because of a Knas? Because Barach, if the whole idea is a Knas, that we're punishing him, so only if he's Toshaya are we going to consonant. But if he's onus, if due to circumstances beyond his control, he can't be kones, then we're not gonna. He can't be kones with a cuff. If due to circumstances beyond his control, he can't marry her, then we're gonna be kones him with a cuff. Then we're not gonna be kones him with a cuff. If due to circumstances beyond his control, he's not kones, we're not gonna be kones him with a cuff. This is too confusing. If due to circumstances beyond his control, he's not going to be no say, then we're going to give a class to him. let's do it a little bit easier. I keep on saying it in the reverse. Right? If it's his fault, if he was poshaya, then we will consent him. If due to circumstances beyond his control, chola, he's not going to marry her, then we're not going to consent him. Right? We don't put a class on someone unless he's a poshaya. If he's an onus, we're not going to put a knas on him. So barach, he's a posheya, we do put a knas on him. Chala, he's not a posheya. Onus, he's only onus. We're not going to put a knas on him. So that's why dafka barach and not chala. That's how Rashi explains. So this could be what? This could be what the Lishna Kama was thinking in our sugya. We're not talking about Yavam here, we're talking about regular Nisun. The Lishna Kama says, Yigiyas man becha b'shabes, mitoshin yocha lichnos enu ma'ala l'mezonos, onus b'takanta d'rabbonon enu ma'ala l'mezonos, he doesn't have to feed her. And the Gemara says, lav dafka onus b'takanta d'rabbonon, l'fika cholahu o shachol sehi o shapir sanida, any onus. Forget about chol sehi for a moment. Let's just talk about cholah. L'fika cholahu, if he's cholah, he doesn't have to give her mezonos either. What's the l'fika? Why should I say that any onus is the same? The answer, if you understand the reason why he has man velo nisu, he has to give mizonos. He has man on Wednesday, not on Sunday. he has manbervi b'shabbes, and for some reason he doesn't want to get married now, he has to get mezonos. If the reason for that is a knas, then we understand. If he's onus, even if it's not the takanta derabbanan, it's not the takanta derabbanan that prevents him from doing it, he's onus because of choli. It's like the yavam, same thing. The yavam, the reason why you have to give mezonos if I'm abedinu barach is because of a knas. So that's barach, but achala. Same thing over here. If he's chala, even if it's not onus, but takanta derabbanan, chala is an onus. It's accidental. It's not a posheya that he's not marrying her. So we're not going to put a knas on him. Don't put a knas on him. He won't have to give mezonos, even though he gia hazman. Okay, we'll stop here.